Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
But he had more of, I would say, a serious conversation about what his future looks like on the Stephen A. Smith show, talking about retirement. Listen to this.
It changes every single day, man. I love everything that I'm doing in this building, but at the end of the day, I'm not having that extreme success on the field as I have individually, man. But I'm excited for these next couple games, that to play up at Arrowhead, to finish this season off. And I'll reevaluate it like I always do, and I'll probably tell myself how much I love this thing, and I'll come back next year. But it's just it's something that you have to keep into perspective, man. And I never want to get to the point where I'm not helping this team win, or I'm hurting this team more than I'm helping this team. So as long as I'm coming out here playing good football and enjoying coming into the building every day with my guys, you'll see me in a Chiefs uniform.
Well, there's no question he's still helping his football team, even when he's not.
Yeah, that's undeniable. He's still like third or fourth in receiving yardage of all tight ends.
The numbers are there, and the underrated part about Travis Kelce that never gets discussed enough is he's willing to block. He's willing to block, and he's willing to help out the entire offense. He doesn't care if he's the one getting a touchdown. Great teammate, all of that. So that last part, well, that's a no-brainer. He's still helping this team. I also think in the playoffs, we have seen 13 straight games where he's had over 50 yards, 13 straight or 14 straight games where he's had five or more receptions. So this is his go time as well, as we went over yesterday. But I think there is also, as he's acknowledging too, like there is a chance. This is it. Depending on how this thing goes, how effective is he? How does his body feel at the end? I know financially there's some interesting deadlines that SpotTrax Mike Jannetty was discussing a week or so ago when he was on with CDOT. You know, that they can move it around, but there's a bonus that kicks in pretty early on in the offseason. I think it's March 1st or something like that, that if he doesn't make a decision by then, that they might need to see if they could rework the deal to push it back so they don't have to have, because you don't want to have money on the books and then he retires and then you're stuck with the money. So, and he's not going to put him in a spot like that, but
no.
There's some decisions that would have to be made either quickly or push it back by redoing a contract. I think there's a real chance if they win this thing in three-peat, of course, that he could hang it up.
It'd be easy, right? That would be the easiest way out of all time. Superstar girlfriend, I'm worth $100 million. I got $1 million endorsement. I just sold my podcast for $100 million. I can act and do TV shows. Like, there's other things to scratch the itch. Because I do think that when you are with another highly motivated person, a person whose career means a lot to them, they're motivated. Like, it is hard to just be like, well, I'll just sit on my ass now. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he would be doing
that.
No,
and I don't think that's the case either. But I think for him, it'll be hard to not feel that way, because what it takes to do football, right? And so whatever you throw yourself into after football, you're going to have to be like as into it as you were as football. And that's a tough thing to do. When he signed the contract, I thought that was his way of saying, I'm going to play two more years. He still has a year left on his contract at the same cap number as his cap number was this year. He's got a $12 million, I think, roster bonus due around that time that you're mentioning. The way he talks about it doesn't feel as distant as it once did.
Well, it's not.
But I do think, like, I listen to that, and weirdly enough, it gives me more confidence there's a chance he does come back, because it doesn't sound like somebody who is ready to fully let it go yet. His brother made it another year in the league when he thought he was going to retire, when all the talks were Jason was going to retire, Jason's going to retire, Jason's going to retire. And the moratorium that exists in your career for a minute where you have to like go through this grieving. I actually kind of feel like there's still a decent chance, a 50-50 chance, that Travis Kelce pushes his career one more year. Just one more year. Just one more year of trying to do it, even if they win the Super Bowl. If they don't win it, maybe greater. But even if they do win the Super Bowl, where he tries to put this career together one more time.
I think if they don't win it, I almost expect him back, assuming he is healthy in the postseason and doesn't have something come up. The three-peat, it almost seems too perfect not to. Like, why? I mean, what?
You're just a dream walk away.
Greatest tight end of all time already. Yeah. You can check that box. You mentioned the off the field opportunities that are clearly out there, not to mention his personal life that is going well, to say the least. I shouldn't say well, it's going as good as it could possibly go. I mean, his life is as good as it gets, it appears, from the outside at least.
He mentioned that that's actually making football easier for him. He said the comfort he has in his personal life has made like the working part of life even better. It works for everybody, right? If Drew's happy at home, he's probably happier at work. That's the way. Or if I'm happy at home, I'm probably happier at work. That's just like the personal life connection is not crazy. And he talked about it in that podcast, and he talked about Taylor's told him to keep playing and other, there's more and more in there. It's worth listening to because it does give some insight. That's the most open I feel like he's been about retirement though.
Like, yeah, because on like, McAfee as a show, it was more joking.
Yeah. Like I feel 22 and I'm doing a Taylor Swift lyric.
No, this was more of a serious conversation. Again, it was a Stephen A. Smith podcast. But the time is obviously, and he, I think his, whether it was that interview or other, like it's close. I mean, whether it's this offseason or the next one, like it's very close. I also wonder, you mentioned Jason Kelce, his brother. Remember the last game that his brother played in was a bad ending. Mm-hmm. Things were going south. They lost and got embarrassed by the Bucks on that playoff game. That's not happening here, but you get my point. Like, I wonder if that makes me like, hey, it might be nice to go out feeling great versus like, hey, this going out when the whole thing's, you know, when it ends and is that how you want to go out when the season's over and cut short or something like that? And that's why I wonder if that would make him more likely to go out on top. I don't know.
Especially for a guy who has made it very clear in everything he's talked about, the going for the 1,000 yards, like listen to Patrick Mahomes just earlier this week. At his press conference, he was talking about the time that Travis Kelce was a beneficiary of rest. He was talking about last year when he could have gone for the 1,000 yards to get, what was it, 17 yards, 13 yards, whatever it was. And he said, I wanted him to go get it. And he was like, that's not my goal. My goal is a Super Bowl. My goal is not 17 yards. So I think for him, like winning on the Super, that makes it harder where it's like winning a Super Bowl. I mean, if that's your goal, then you got to go out on your goal. You got to end it right there. You've accomplished the thing you say is more important to you than any of the rest of it. And it's done. And you won it. And you've won 3 in a row and 4 in the last 6 years or whatever the hell it is. And it's just like, it gets to a point where you're like, yeah, I mean, it would be easy. It'd be easy for me to walk away at that point.
I do think what you said, though, with the contract, and when that happened this offseason, we were like, oh, what does this mean? And then Noah Gray got a contract extension. We're like, well, does this mean anything about Travis Kelce? And Noah Gray's had a really nice season and has had a much bigger role here in 2024, now 2025. At the time of the contract, I think it was a 2-year restructure or whatever for Kelce for slash extension for a reason. You know, I think that's the limit. And so that's the question. Is there something that could happen this year that would cut it to a year shorter? Versus him just playing out the
maybe
contract.
Not playing good in the postseason.
Maybe
we talk about the regular season and like his whole thing about play. Let's not factor in the fact. Okay, so you mentioned 13 straight games of 50 plus yards, 13 straight games of a touchdown. I don't know if it's a touchdown. It's, like whatever,
50 plus yards, 5 plus receptions.
Okay, so and by the way, his over under is like 54 yards or whatever for this game. So right in that same range. His performance in the regular season, I actually don't think he cares about. If he comes back here in this postseason and he's normal playoff Travis, 7 catches, 80 yards, and a score. And that's what he does the whole postseason run. Well, then what would make him think he still can't help? You know?
Right.
There'd be nothing in my brain that would convince me I can't still play this game at a high level if I just come out and kick ass the entire postseason. He already told you he doesn't care that he finished with 830 or whatever the hell it is in the regular season. If he just looks like normal playoff Travis Kelce. Now, on the other hand, if he's 3 for 30, even if they win, it doesn't feel like you're adding as much to it. You're not doing the job.
Well, that was what he said from the jump, right? Is that he didn't want to feel like he wasn't a top tight end. He didn't want to feel like he was a mid like a Cole Kmet is the example that we used a lot on the show whenever he brought it up.
I don't know why I said Cole Kmet. He didn't deserve any slight.
That was the one that you used. But
it was.
Kmet.
But I mean, even if he's
perfectly fine tight end.
Like let's say he goes 5 for 50 and they win the whole thing. It almost feels like his mindset hasn't changed from that, guys, but it almost sounds like he wants to win so bad where even if it is not being mid, I guess, but if he's only giving you 700 yards a season and 50 yards a game, he's content with that as long as they're still winning, maybe more than he would have been or would have thought he would have been a couple years ago.
Yeah, helping the team. And that's what he, I mean, I mentioned the blocking stuff for a reason, because there's been plenty of plays this year where you go and you watch the, even just not even, I'm saying going back, I'm talking about just the actual instant replay that quickly is on the screen. You can tell some of those plays don't happen without Travis Kelce being willing to do that. And there's a lot of players that wouldn't be willing, that have been a star, that are going to be the greatest tight end of all time, that wouldn't be willing to take that kind of role. And he's done that. A lot of people on the text line though, 913-586-7965, Cody, are saying, hey, no, but if they get the three-peat, they think it's more likely he stays because then he wants to chase a four-peat. I mean, at some point it has to stop.
At some point, you can't win. They're not winning 9 Super Bowls in a row, I don't think.
Because someone says, well, then he's chasing history. He's chasing history. Well, getting a three-peat would already be history. It's that nobody's three-peated, so that already is history. Like, yes, a four-peat would put it way out of reach, I guess, but like, the notion of he needs the fourth to make history. The third is already making, three-peating's already making history. It's never been done before.
It's an unrelated podcast, but it's related.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor if you're thinking about retirement and go listen to the JJ Redick podcast when he had Shaquille O'Neal on. You know exactly what I'm talking about, aren't you? Really, really, really good interview. And he asked him about this grieving period as it comes close to your retirement. And he said, what was the hardest thing for Shaq, a truly dominant player of his era, just like Travis Kelce? And Shaq said, the toughest part is not feeling like the man. And he's like, that last year I was in Miami, he's like, I thought I was robbing them. They told me to come pick up a check for $1.5 million. And after he had left the team, he's like, keep it. I don't want it. Like, I can't, like, I not being the man anymore. That is a really underrated feeling if you're an all-time great.
But I don't
not
see
just being
any,
if you've been mediocre your whole life, but if you were an all-time great.
But I don't think, if we're just talking about, you know, heading into next season already, what we've seen the regular, I don't feel like he's anywhere near that level of like,
agreed,
oh my gosh, he's just, you know, what is he? Not, he's not even close to that yet. And that's why it's going to be a really interesting decision. But a reminder, as we hopefully have 3 more games left throughout this season on the way to a Super Bowl to watch and enjoy, there's a chance, a real chance, that this could be the final.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.